This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Airlines are getting ready for a surge now that the U.S. has lifted restrictions on travel from many countries. Travelers will have to be vaccinated. The AP's Julie Walker.
Excited travelers from around the globe boarded U.S.-bound flights Monday with one thing in mind: falling back into the arms of loved ones, suddenly touchable, squeezable, and kissable again, now that the U.S. has reopened its borders that were closed when the coronavirus pandemic struck.
There's an eye-popping fine if you violate the new COVID rules in Los Angeles. Beginning today, anybody going to a shopping mall, theater, gym, nail salon, or a wide variety of businesses in Los Angeles has to verify they're vaccinated. The fines for violating the rules go up to $5,000. Millions of federal government workers are required to be vaccinated by November 22nd. How's that going? The AP's Ben Thomas.
The deadline is the first test of President Biden's push to compel people to get a shot. Vaccinations have unfolded at uneven rates across the federal government. They've been notably lower in law enforcement and intelligence. Federal agencies are offering employees time off to get the vaccine, and they won't be fired if they don't make the November 22nd deadline. However, they would receive counseling and be given 5 days to start the vaccination process. After that, they could be suspended for 14 days and eventually terminated.
Experts who've studied deaths caused by crowd surges say they are often a result of too many people packed into a small space. 8 people died Friday night after fans in Houston surged toward the stage during a performance by rapper Travis Scott. Former President Obama's at the UN climate talks overseas, where he's telling activists efforts by the U.S. stalled when then-President Trump pulled out of the climate accord. This is AP News. Overseas now to a story about arriving migrants, many of whom were saved from a sinking boat.
After days of waiting, a German ship carrying over 800 migrants has arrived at a Sicilian port. Shouts of joy could be heard from the dock as the vessel drew near. The ship, full of rescued migrants, was finally granted permission to dock at the port of Trapani in western Sicily. There were about 160 minors on the ship, including 15 very young children. The children will be taken to shelters, whilst most of the adults will have to quarantine on other ships. Many of the passengers came from countries in West Africa, Egypt, or Morocco. More than half of the passengers had been saved from a sinking wooden boat in early November. I'm Karen Chamas.
An 83-year-old man from Alabama is now the oldest hiker to complete the Appalachian Trail. Sonny Eberhardt said he's got a couple of skid marks on him. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.